Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, you and I both know, actually living here in Hollywood, that it's full of big egos and personalities.
Yeah.
Including our own. So it's essentially inevitable that every once in a while we're going to see an A-list feud.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. We don't see them enough anymore. You know, yeah. I feel like feuds were a thing of the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, I think people have just gotten smarter about them.
I know.
And it's unfortunate.
Like, yeah.
Spread it for all of us to know and hear.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen have heard our cries, and they're entering into round two. So we talked about this before. She recently called him out for being a colossal asshole because of his behavior on the set of their movie, The Brothers Grimsby.
Yes, and now a video of Rebel and Sacha from the set has leaked, and some people think this supports Sacha's case. And, of course, Rebel is none too pleased.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, just your classic, he said, she said, her fingers, his butt. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, April 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
So, Richies, we talked about this last week, how Rebel Wilson was teasing a chapter of her memoir, Rebel Rising, which is dropping today. And now everyone's going to think that she's paying us to talk about it.
Oh, God. No one's paying us to do anything except Wondery.
I would love to get money to talk about
God.
But in this chapter of her memoir, she referred to Sacha Baron Cohen as an asshole and said her feelings about him come from her experience working on their 2016 movie, The Brothers Grimsby. So she said that he kept asking her to stick her fingers in his ass for one scene. Sasha's reps denied that he acted inappropriately. And on Friday, some behind-the-scenes footage from the alleged fingering scene was leaked to the Daily Mail.
Yeah, thank God. We all really wanted to see a close-up of his ass. So.
Yeah, I need to file a sexual harassment claim to Wondery for forcing me to watch this.
So the footage is shot on somebody's phone. And they, like, get right up there. So in the scene, Sacha is laying on top of Rebel with his butt sticking out. And the video is just a couple minutes long. And at the beginning, you can hear Rebel talking to Sacha as they try to block out the scene. And she, like, motions with her hands. And then she says, "So I'll do a slap and then I'll go down the crack." Now, last week, we talked about how Rebel agreed to slap his butt instead of sticking a finger up there as a compromise so that she wouldn't come off looking like a diva. And in the video, you can hear Sacha say, "Well, it's almost as if you're going to ram your fingers inside." And Rebel's just like, "Yeah."
So after this video was leaked, Rebel gave a statement to the Daily Mail, basically saying that the footage doesn't tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. She told the Mail that leaking the video is an asshole move, really staying on brand.
Yeah.
Because it didn't show everything that preceded it, including her horrified refusal to stick her finger up his butt. These are her words.
Yeah.
Now, the Daily Mail has not revealed the source of the video, but Rebel thinks Sasha is behind it.
Yeah. Who doesn't? So in her statement to the Daily Mail, Rebel said, "Releasing unauthorized and misleading behind-the-scenes video without my approval is Sasha's latest way of bullying and gaslighting me." And yesterday, she did a promotional appearance on the Today Show, and she said that working with Sasha was the worst professional experience of her life. And when she was asked about Sasha's response to her claims, this is what she had to say.
"Obviously, knowing his character, I assumed he would react in this way. Mm-hmm. Writing a memoir, the book gets fully legally vetted. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there are tons of people back what I'm saying in the book. The book is 100% honest and truthful."
So Rebel claims that she's got people to back up her allegations, which, I mean, when we did our miniseries in God We Lust, I mean, even doing the Royals, like, we have such a big team making sure that what we're saying is accurate and true. So I would imagine if you're writing a book and you're a celebrity, it's that times a million.
Especially if you're naming names of people you've worked with.
And, yeah. But, you know, Rebel says she's got people to back up her allegations, and apparently so does Sasha. Last week, his reps gave People magazine 9 anonymous statements from people who claim to have worked on the Brothers Grimsby, which you throw in anonymous and it could just be Sasha and 9 of his characters.
It could be anybody. Exactly. We know he loves a good character, you know?
I know. But 5 of those 9 people allege they watched this racy scene unfold. And according to one unnamed producer, Rebel was totally game.
Yeah. So this producer told People that she approved the scene in advance. And at no point did Sasha actually ask her to put a finger in his butt. The producer also said, throughout this entire period, Rebel was treated with the utmost respect and empowerment and was welcomed as a collaborator in all creative areas. Okay, but you were recording her with a cell phone on set and keeping it for years? Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird way to have respect, but okay.
Yeah. So another statement by an anonymous writer-producer who worked on the movie did back this claim up and referred to that moment as a scheduled, scripted scene. They also said, "My sister is strong on plow." So
stop it. So we have a new piece of this plot.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Like, what do you think about this video? Is this video helping, hurting Rebel's case? Like, what's happening here?
The video itself should win an Academy Award. I think we can all agree there.
We can't. I cannot agree.
I mean, he says that he never said that. That's fine. I do agree with Rebel that this video is probably taken out of context. It's very possible that this scene was in the script, but it probably didn't say you got to stick your fingers up his butt.
I don't know why people are acting like this.
Prove something?
Yeah.
I know.
Has nobody ever heard of what it's like to be an actor? Like, it's like you can be, I mean, there are so many, almost always women, who have come forward after being like, yeah, I wasn't comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it because I don't want to be a diva. I want to go along with what's being said. And it's like I feel like what people forget, and it's so hard because it's like they're actors and they look like themselves. So it's like an actor, but she looks like Rebel Wilson. It's Rebel Wilson who's acting, and it's Sacha Baron Cohen who's acting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, to me, it looked like a set where they're blocking. It was very professional. It reminded me how awkward intimacy scenes have to be. I can't even imagine. But nothing about that made it seem like, oh yeah, Rebel made all of this up. It was
It looks like he could have been like, stick your fingers in my butt. And she's like, no, how about I just smack your butt and then I'll like go down the crack. Like it looks like. And I said this when we originally talked about it. I was like, you can cheat sticking your fingers in someone's butt.
Yeah.
And then for him to say, make it look like you're really jamming him in there. It's possible that at one point he was like, just do it. Like, just stick him in there, you know?
Absolutely. Like, none of this surprises me.
No.
I do. One thing that does surprise me is, and maybe I'll get flack for this, but just the, like, to do a whole chapter on this tells me that it's got to be more than just him being like, put your fingers in my butt. Like, that's someone's life to dedicate a whole chapter to a person that they don't even interact with anymore. Like, that tells me that there's a lot more there.
Yeah. Well, she talked about how, like, she said he wanted her to be naked at a bunch of scenes. Yeah. And she said no. And I don't know. And it's just one of those things where women are always laughing along with the joke so that we don't come off difficult. And she said she did whatever she had to do to get out of that room.
Yeah. That's the key. Laughing with the joke to not be difficult.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's he said, she said. I'm sure both of them feel like they're right. It's probably one of those situations, you know?
Yeah. I know that this, you know, this footage was, like, technically on the call sheet. It was part of the movie that they were filming where they were having this, like, cell phone footage. But it just, it feels, it's like, so Rebel knew about it. Like, it's not like she wrote this book and was like, oh, I forgot that they had the cell phone footage. She knew exactly what happened and she knew about it, which just kind of shows that she's standing by what she's saying.
Yeah. It's just like when people release a video of any confrontation and they release it, or the video starts when they want it to start and we don't see anything leading up to that. It's like,
yeah. Videos and screenshots.
Yeah.
People will be like, oh my God, look what this person said. It's like, scroll up.
Yeah. Let's see all the context.
I need to see what else has been said. Let's not just.
We love context on this show.
Speaking of context, from Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm the other host, Brooke Ziffrin. This is Richard Daly.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.